talking tough. Been a while, just like that. It was a bit more.
That's a bit freaky. I don't know, Psycho or something. I don't know, some creepy film intro.
That's what I'm going for. This creep.
October sounds. Creep.
Yeah. Not just creep, but
you're a creep.
I thought it'd be creepy for October, the whole month as well. It's just like, it's a bit weird, a bit odd. But so we're back anyway. It's been a little while since we've done this. We're gonna blast out a little bit shorter today than some of our previous rabble. We've been crazy busy with lots going on, and I think like anyone, if you get out of routine a touch, it can become very hard with certain things. And it just shows us how keeping focus on certain things and keeping targets is really a key thing. But before we even get into that sort of malarkey, we've just noticed how... We're doing this on Monday, by the way, we're recording this. But it's a freaky colour outside. It's like you said like a brownout, didn't you? Which you had in the
it's
air.
Like a sandstorm type thing going in the air. Like a yellowy sky going on. And we're used to the winter months being a bit grey, or especially autumn anyway, grey. Bit dull, bit overcast, darker, really, really more quicker than obviously the summer months.
Like,
obviously,
God has chucked a filter on Earth today. Like one of those filter pages.
Looking out the window, it's pretty strange.
We look probably like tan in it or something, like a tan going on. But, you know, people make themselves a forage. It's like they're filled with the whole world outside. So yeah, I hope if these could be our last words, something crazy going on, Rob. I think we should decide what we say pretty seriously.
What, like zombie apocalypse?
Could be something nuts.
We've seen those kids taking that zombie drug thing. That's a bit crazy.
That is really weird. I mean, drugs obviously are pretty weird anyway, but these guys have done some zombie thing and it is pretty... I mean, imagine if you bumped into one of those now, you'd be like, oh,
you would
this
think
is,
that
this is
with
game
this
over.
Sky, yeah. Something's gone on.
Oh my god, zombies! I mean, I've never really thought that
could
much
make
into
a joke
that thing.
About just going down Huntingdon Town Centre, but...
Ooh, that's quite...
on a weekend, definitely, you'll bump into some kids.
Some zombies.
A bit pissed up and look a bit out of it. But anyway, so on that... People getting a bit disheartened. We call it sad. So that's seasonal affective disorder or something.
Yeah.
Motivation low. Don't want to go out of the house. It's that winter blues type thing coming on.
I mean, we've lucked out, but people are almost anticipating it. Because it's like, oh my God, it's nice out here. I usually like to get wrapped up at this time of year and, you know, get just stay in the house. And I'm always like, yeah, I get that. I do get it. Yeah. Like, you know, it's not... And it's always something that's probably ingrained into us, but I get it in some respects, but I'd still be like, if I wouldn't just decide to just give up everything, like they're kind of like, oh, I'm going to end up being rubbish and staying in now. And I was like, why? Like, I don't understand why you have to change to eating rubbish. You can eat different, and you know, but...
You go from colder foods to warmer,
yeah, like
more
stews
comforting
and stuff,
food,
like more warming, but they can be pretty healthy, right? You can chuck in loads of veg and meat or whatever and stuff. Slow cooking, it's the dream. And, you know, if... People, I don't know if people bake more this time of year. People bake more at this time of year. I feel like it's a baking time of the year, like it's warm, like cake smells or something. But you didn't say everyone knows there's masses of recipes of healthy stuff out there now. But I mean.
So, how does it differ from the beginning of the year when people want to really get into fitness, but it's still cold, wet, and dark?
But
they make themselves do it.
But they've almost got that sort of like, that kick, that drive that it's the beginning of the year, I'm going to make a change this year. And as we say, it's very habitual, that, right, isn't it? It's like, it's new year, new me, woo. But what, so you just fade out at the end of the last few months of the year? Like, oh, I'm just going to be old me, old rubbish me. I'm just going to see this out and eat rubbish. And
is it because of Christmas and that time when they think December, it's going to be hard enough anyway, eat, drink more than one, just enjoy it. What's the point in doing something now?
I think...
I'm going to undo all the goodness I've just worked hard for over these months by just going all out in Christmas.
And it's one of those, like, obviously, I appreciate it's darker in the morning, and obviously it's dark for us, and it sometimes, obviously, when you wake up and it's still dark, it's like, whoa, and it can be a bit daunting, potentially, but how many years has everyone gone through this? Like, it's not like it's new to us, right? Like, I know for the next, I don't know, 4 or 5 months, maybe, I'm going to probably get up in the dark and probably go home in the dark, but am I going to accept that that's going to just really change my whole lifestyle because of that? I mean... Yeah, I can make maybe slight changes, say, with things, but my number one thing I do, this could sound pretty sad, but I don't press snooze when it's dark because I can happily press the wrong button and I'll be asleep for another 3 hours. But also, it gets me in that mindset of not being, like, acceptive to just being like, no, and that, because I find that's what it does to me. Like, in the mornings and the summer, like, you don't press snooze because you're kind of awake because it's bright outside. So I try to keep that habit in. It's that no snooze allowed, like... no snooze, just get up. I give myself the, you know, the right time to get up, and almost to a point that I know I've only got enough time to get up, get showered, have my breakfast. Yeah. I'll try and prep my food. That would be one of my main differences the night before, or even the weekend, or however I do it, rather than trying to attack that in the morning, because I might be a little bit slower.
Thing is, you have a plan. That's the big key difference.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people listening to this may just set the alarm, snooze it, not even have a plan in the morning, and then be behind in what they think they want to, you know, the plan, the food they want to eat, the things they've got to do in the morning. Always be rushing, go into work's obviously going to be a set time for most people. They have to get to work by a certain amount of time, you know, set time in the morning. So they've only got a certain amount of time when they wake up. If they keep snoozing, eat into that morning routine time,
yeah,
things have to be sacrificed, and that's always going to be eating healthier foods that are, you know, time to digest, and or even just skipping it, and actually just feeling like you're ready for the day rather than just rushed.
And it might be, right? That might be something you have to introduce. Maybe you are finding it slightly tough. So maybe you'd go into something like an intermittent fast, something like that might be a different approach for you. So we try something new, like where actually I'm not going to have breakfast, but then as long as you've got the rest of your food sort of planned, you'll be all right. It's when people are like, I'm not breakfast, and then it's like, right, 9 o'clock, I'm grabbing a Snickers.
Yeah.
whatever's near me is getting eaten. Ah, oh, it's biscuits or whatever. I'll just smash a couple of loads of my coffee and that'll sort me out.
I didn't have breakfast, but I can have that bit of cake. Okay, there's not a different, there's a balance there. It's kind of.
And that's what it's about. It's just about having that some sort of plan. Like, you know, you might change the way you approach things and attack it. And I think the slow cooker thing's one of my favourite things at this time of year, because I'll be honest, there's nothing better than when I come home and food is just, it's ready. It's almost like having that, you know, a chef there, all right, I've got to chuck stuff into it, but you can be pretty lazy with a slow cooker. As long as you get the ingredients, I mean, don't get me wrong, I've done stinkers in the past where I've gone spice happy and chucked everything in there because I'm like, ah, it's going to be amazing. Get back and it's the hottest stew you've ever had, you know, like spicy, like vegetable stew that's burning. And I'm like, yeah, it's so nice. That she wouldn't be, it's not actually too bad of it, but she wouldn't be too happy with some of the things I've produced, like, I've gone pretty over the top, like, and thinking, ah, it'd be fine, there's loads of food in there, it just, you know, dissipate over the day, but it just got mega spicy, and then you light up burning the top of your mat. Anyway, long story short, it's just not always ideal. You've got to get a recipe down. But as you say, that's a great way of doing it, and plus, if you are, especially if you're thinking, right, well, I'm not going to go and train tonight because I've got to come home, it's that thing, isn't it, when you come home, and say you go home before you go to the gym, and it's dark, and it's like, well, I could sit here and get all, like, you know, snuggled up by the fire, do whatever. But really,
it's getting comfy when you get in is the danger.
Yeah, so like, right, if the food's ready, it's there, and I go back, I pick up my gym kit, do whatever I do, get down the gym, even if I'm there 5-10 minutes earlier, like, make it productive, go and not be fun, spend a little bit more time warming up, especially if you're in our place, you know, it's not a bad thing to do, to chuck yourself on a row 5-10 minutes before, probably burn more calories, and then when you do get home, that lovely stew, chili, whatever else it might be, could be sat there waiting for you. And then it's, you know, you enjoy it and you still feel good about yourself. But as you were saying, what is the difference between this time of the year and the beginning of the year is that target, right? And it's so much easier, I'd say, or you've got so much more motivation if you've given yourself a target. Like, how many people would you say that you know set a new target this time of the year?
Other than myself, not many.
Yeah, and that's it. But that's fair enough, and you're committed to it. So, but think about...
I think a lot of people want to just tick along, not get any better, for instance, but they just want to not do any damage because they know what's coming, Christmas, this and the other. But you can plan for that, and you can actually make great progress over October, November.
Yeah.
Really enjoy Christmas, even if it, you know, you go back a step, not a whole step, just a little bit from over that December time. But January, if you're over October, November, you made great progress and you took 10 steps forward. You come back 2 steps during December, you're still 8 steps ahead in January. Instead of doing nothing now, being 10 steps, being how many steps behind, I don't know what numbers I'm on now.
Maths is good.
You know what I mean? You see where I'm coming at?
Yeah, 100%. So, and I just think that it's, if anything for me, this is the time of the year I try to get like my Rocky game face on. Like, yeah, I know it's cold and I know it's horrible. And I've said this before, but if I'm out there doing something in that cold, horrible weather, whether it be out, I'm like, yeah, okay, it's tough. It makes me feel a little bit, I don't know, like I'm, that, even like I'm working harder than what I would be in the summer, right? And it makes me feel good, and you know, you can keep on top of things. And it's about going, right, I've got to do something, because if I don't, I know there's no shock. We're not coming up with anything new here when we say that exercise helps people in a low state of mind. You've got to put yourself in the most positive position you can with your state of mind, especially at this time of year. And so many of us really don't. We go to eating crap food, which leads to feeling negative. You know, binge it up at the weekends, probably lay all day, Saturday, Sunday, whatever, feeling sorry for themselves, hungover. Wake up Monday morning, you've got Monday blues. You haven't got anything prepped or ready for the week. That puts some more stress on you. So yeah, sad can come along quite easily, but I can tell you, like, if you're going to give yourself all those negative starts as such, or, and not give yourself the best opportunity, then yeah, of course it can come along pretty quick. So I reckon for a lot of people, it's going, right, okay, I'm going to set some sort of goal or target, even if it is, you know, as you say, not damaging themselves further, you know. So, because a lot of people do that naturally, right? You'll just eat a little bit more, or you'll do whatever. So, yeah, it might be damage limitation more than actually progressing at this time of the year. But to damage limitate, you still want to have a regular exercise. You've got to be eating, you know, well-ish. You know, you can't be just smashing takeouts and whatever else is nearest and, you know, easiest to grab. And just get up and go.
Like, I think it's probably not the right time of year to start something new, such as get into running or an outdoor boot camp, if you don't really embrace that cold, wet, dark weather. I know that you see a sort of rise in people starting running generally when it gets lighter in the mornings, because they feel like they can get up before work and go. But if you've never run before, getting up a dark Monday morning to go and crack a jog probably isn't going to happen. You've got to stick at it for maybe a very short period of time, then give it up. So it's finding something as well that you can enjoy coming to. Yes, you may have to get up, and we're just using our place as an example, but you have to get up in the dark, you have to drive over or walk over to us. But when you're here, the music's on, the lights are on, it's a good wake-up workout almost on those 6 a.m.
Yeah,
sessions that we have.
And you've got other people doing it, and it's almost like,
so yeah, it's
and
a collaborative thing.
People, right?
Yeah.
It's like, look, do you know what? I'm going to get up and I'm going to do this. And I've, you know, even pick a workout partner. Like, I've done that in the past. Mark Cooney, throwing back the years, 6 years ago probably now, we used to wake up and it would be so hard. And we'd set the alarm for 5:30 or whatever to get in before we started work. And he'd be in a couple of rooms, like a room down or whatever, because in the old flat. And it'd be like, oh, it'd be so easy to stay in bed now. But because I knew Mark would be getting up, or vice versa, you know you have to get up, because you don't want to let someone down. So, I mean, obviously, you don't have to live with a person. Brilliant if your partner's doing it, 100%. If you can both get away with doing it, great. But if not, pick like a workout buddy as such at your place of gym, work, wherever it be, and be like, right, I'm going to see you there at that 6 a.m. session. Be there or you're letting me down. Do you know what I mean? And put the heat on each other. Like, why not? Get yourself, you know, put it on to people. And sometimes put it on people, and then, like, you know, what, a Christmas challenge, right? Okay, we're going to do it
together,
every Monday, Wednesday,
yeah.
6 a.m. and a Saturday. Whoever doesn't turn up the most owes the other person a couple of Christmas drinks or something. You know, make fun of it, have a laugh.
How many sessions
push.
Can you get in?
Yeah. Or drinking sessions. Or
yeah.
How many drinking sessions can we get in at 6 a.m. in the winter?
Yeah.
Whiskey mornings, breakfast, wow. Cocoa Pops and whiskey.
The Irish thing coming out, yeah.
Oh, honestly, they're leading me astray. I never touched alcohol before I met an Irish
that
lady.
Weekend is
I've been
just gone or whatever, yeah, the wedding weekend.
I'm a whiskey and water man now. I think I'm probably nearly cool enough to be on a movie, because they just pour whiskey. Sometimes they give them the whole bottle. I don't get that. Like, I've never been to a pub where like, hey man, what that? Just like, give me the whole bottle of whiskey. I mean, honestly, I'd have half of one and I'd be like, it's burning.
Yeah.
Take this back. Carly Breezer, please. Anyway, that's off the track. So
yeah.
I think, yeah, we'll keep it short. Just leave it at that, right? I think mindset is, yeah, it may be some funky colour out there today, and tomorrow it might be dark and whatever it is, but get yourself in that bright mind. I think, right, do you know what? It may be dark, it may be bright out there, but my attitude's got to stay the same. It's got to stay positive. So I'm going to get up. I'm not going to hit snooze. Jump into the shower. That's going to help you. Do the alphabet backwards. That'll take you a little while. Get that going on. That'll start waking up your mind, start thinking of stuff. I think you can do naming male names and female names through the alphabet as quick as you can, stuff like that.
Okay.
There's all sorts of little tricks
to
your mind, right? Get woken up, get down, have your meal prepped for the day so you're not worrying about stressing about lunches and stuff. Get your breakfast on board, make sure it's a good one. If you're not having breakfast, fine. Just make sure the rest of your day's planned so you're not snacking on rubbish. Get through the day, get into doing something active as much as possible, even more so than what you would the summer, because outside in the summer it's quite easy to do, walking, doing stuff like that. In the winter, it's going to be a task. Set yourself a task. If you get a goal, brilliant. If you get a workout buddy, fantastic. If you need help or anything, just, you know, I don't mind being called upon. Yeah, holler at us. Yeah. All right, guys. Love that, Rob. That was short and sweet.
It was under 15 minutes.
Woohoo! Peace!